This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A couple of blocks away from the Supreme Court at the Department of Education today, there were some higher ed news to be had. After a long wait and an earful from critics, the Obama administration has scaled back its plans to rate colleges on things like how much graduates earn and how much student debt they wind up piling on. From the education desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott has that story.
You could almost hear the collective sigh of relief on college campuses today. The original plan was not only to rate colleges on value, but to cut off federal dollars to those that didn't measure up. But that's not going to happen. Instead, education officials plan to put out a website later this summer and let consumers compare colleges on their own.
We think that the ultimate accountability is a kind of public accountability that's created by a marketplace of really good information.
That's Undersecretary of Education Ted Mitchell. He wouldn't say exactly what information the new consumer tool will provide. And a lot of info on costs and graduation rates is already out there on the department's College Navigator website and a newer tool called the College Scorecard. Rachel Fishman has been studying how students make college decisions at the New America Foundation. In a recent survey she shared, just 16% of students said they'd ever used those websites.
There's no guarantee that the students that are most vulnerable in their decision making and who don't have enough good information to make that decision are actually going to find a website from the Department of Education useful.
Mitchell says the department plans to do outreach so students know about the new tool. It'll also share its data, whatever that turns out to be, so that others can experiment with how to present it. The federal government isn't exactly known for its user-friendly websites. Kim Clark writes about education for Money Magazine, where she developed her own college value rankings. She's not sure how useful the data will be without some kind of ratings attached.
Most people don't think about this stuff all day like I do, and they don't know which numbers they should be looking at. So without expert guidance, all of these extra numbers might just be more noise and more confusion.
Then again, she says there's a whole industry out there that profits from giving that kind of guidance. And maybe with this new data, she says, college rankings will actually get better. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.